The state wants to apply to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, for waiver options 1915I and 1915K. Like option C, K requires waiver recipients to meet nursing home level of care. Here's Senior and Disabilities Services, or SDS, Director Duane Mays.
There are some slight differences, but there's a lot of similarities between the two. The difference is that you can draw down an additional 6% from the federal government. So that's why we're looking at that.
In other words, the federal government will pay 56% of the cost for option K. The other option, I, also brings a 50% match and would serve a whole new population. Mays says the department gets to decide who they want to target with that option.
And there are those that have developmental disabilities that may not qualify for the waiver, the current waiver, and therefore need some services.
Specifically, seniors who don't meet the department's definition of nursing home level of care.
We currently expend about $13 million a year of general fund dollars for those with developmental disabilities that don't meet eligibility requirements for the waiver. But with the I option, we would be able to come up with a defined eligibility for that group.
Other groups the state wants to cover with the I option include people suffering from severe mental illnesses, the dementia population, and individuals living with traumatic brain injuries. But there's the question of legislative approval. Permission to apply to the federal government for these waiver options was included in the House and Senate bills to reform and expand Medicaid. Tanika Hansen, aide to Representative Paul Seaton of Homer, says the options themselves are among the least controversial parts of Medicaid expansion, but the bills carrying them have stalled. Hansen says it's unclear what permissions the state has without legislative approval.
Without the approval, they may be able to apply for a more limited version because some of the people that will be serviced are already included under the coverage groups that we have. And so they have some room there to apply, but it makes it a lot more difficult and they may not be able to make it as broad of a waiver.
Mays says one thing is clear. Adopting these waiver options could save the state a lot of money in the long run.
I think these options could absorb some of the general fund dollars that we're expending currently for those with dementia, for those with traumatic brain injury. And so it's a way to try to stretch our dollars, if you will, going forward by replacing state dollars with federal dollars.
If the legislature approves the state's application for the new waiver options this year and nothing else goes wrong, the department could have the waivers in place in 2 years. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.